Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, baby. Yes, honey, it is thunder and lightning Thursday, honey. It is crashing around here. I got some stuff for you on today. Listen, I'm broadcasting live from the Windy City. It's partly sunny out today, about 51 degrees. The sun is shining. You know what I'm saying. So listen, it is October 27, 2022, 1 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. GumbaRum, GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. Natural vanilla, which is Gumba Go, baby. And natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Please do visit Gumba Rum for all your rum libation needs. Listen, the CEO and founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum, baby. Listen, we got a special show for you on today. Independent artist KG Nice is in the house with some hot music, my darling. Listen, before I get down into the music, I want y'all to do me just a little bitty favor while y'all on Facebook. You know we on Facebook morning, afternoon, and for dinner. Listen, use the keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen, y'all, listen. Let me tag you something up in here. Who is listening to the music all today? Come on, internet. Talk. Talk to me, baby. Hey. Listen up. The music is being heard by people all over the world, my darlings. Yes, your music is being heard by people all over the world. Listen, before I get down into the music, let me tell y'all something. You know I cruise the headlines every day. Let me tell y'all something. Did y'all know death does not discriminate? Did y'all understand that? Y'all understand what that means? Death comes in all different colors, ages, sizes. You know what I'm saying? It does not. I know y'all probably say, well, what in the family of world does that have to do with music? Y'all know if you listen on a daily basis. From time to time, I do talk about what's in the headlines and breaking news. But listen. You know, this really caught my attention. It's like everything is going on everywhere. And I saw this. I'm like, well, what in the world? Listen. Death don't discriminate, y'all. I'm telling you, don't discriminate. It don't matter what you're doing. Something might happen. Now, listen, I ain't trying to scare nobody. Listen, let me get to the meat of what I'm getting at. Listen, this guy got married. Now, this happened yesterday. It's not breaking news. It happened yesterday. This guy got married. Just was saying that I do. He walks outside and gets gunned down on his. It just blew my mind. That just blew my mind. You know, it's just like, what? You know, I saw the headline on that this morning. I was just like, you got to be kidding. It says, groom walks out wedding walks out of the wedding, only to be gunned down seconds after getting married, report says. The man was, now this didn't happen in the U.S., it happened in Mexico. But, you know, it's just like, this is crazy. The guy was 32 years old, and guess what, you guys? Mistaken identity. They shot the wrong guy. It was supposed to be a drug hit or something like that, a drug cartel hit. How do you make that mistake? You know, people in the drug business, you know what I mean? They be trying to make sure, at least I thought so, trying to make sure they're getting the right person. You know, for whatever reason that it's a hit out on that person, they be trying to make doggone sure that they got the right person. But in this case, they got the wrong man. You hear what I'm saying? So listen. You know, this is just crazy. I'm not about to read this whole story, but listen. The Michelle Andrea, 23, Antonio's sister, was also struck. So it was more than one person that was struck. This just went real bad, real fast. You know, it was a drug. I didn't read the whole story, but it was drug related. It was a drug cartel hit, and somebody else got hit. The Antonio's sister. So Michelle Andrea, 23. Antonio's sister was also struck, but she was treated by the hospital and released the same day. But the groom did not make it. He got killed. Investigation indicates that the attack against Marco was directed towards another individual who was also getting married at the same time in a different nearby city. And they really just messed this up. Police say another man was shot during the wedding in another nearby city the same night, right, which was located in the northwest corner of Mexico. It's known for being home of a cartel led by veteran narco of narcos. Listen, so how in the world do you mess up here like that? So listen. And then it says the New York Post reported that the cartel violence has become a major problem in that area, as the drug trafficking ring is in a war with an armed branch. Now, to me, I'm not reading the whole story, but I'm just giving my two cents and my opinion. You know, when it comes to drug cartel hits, it's just like, you know, if it's in a nearby city, but usually, well, this isn't anything happening in Mexico. But look, let me tell you something. In a drug cartel, a drug hit, they're going to make sure they're getting the right person. You know, you at least me, if I'm doing a hit, now listen, if somebody done told me, if boss man done told me, listen, this person got to be taken out. Now, I'm just saying, I ain't going to go kill nobody. I'm just saying, if the boss man told me, listen, I need this one X'd out, I'm like, okay, I'll handle it. Now, listen, I'm going to make doggone sure. I'm going to look at you with six pair eyes. I'm going to look at you with my eyes, my binoculars, and somebody else's binoculars to make sure I'm getting the right person. You hear me what I say? And listen, if you're looking through your telescope, if you're looking through the scope, I'm not going to see who you're hitting. So how in the world, like I say, this is only happening in Mexico. You know, evidently, he just thought it was the right person, and bam, he shot the wrong person. No. Because you know what's going to happen? You know, sometimes what happens, when it gets back to boss man, and of course, he's going to find out right away that you didn't hit the wrong person, he liable to take you out for taking out the wrong person. That's just how it goes. That's just how it goes. So it is what it is. But listen, let me tell you something. And then I got to say something about this here. This lady, and now this was in the U.S., this lady thought she was too pretty to be arrested. Since when does that have anything to do with you being arrested? Now listen, the ugly get arrested, the pretty get arrested, the young get arrested, the old get arrested. You know, it's like Days of Our Lives. If you do something wrong, you going to jail. You know, it ain't got nothing to do with how your face looking. Look, mugshots come in all different colors, black, white, yellow. You know what I'm saying? So listen, this lady in Vegas says, oh, she thought she was too pretty to be arrested. And of course she did. She got arrested. And guess what she did, y'all? She killed her mama. Now, what you talking about up in here? It ain't like you walking around looking like Vanna White or looking like Marjorie Harvey, because y'all know she gorgeous. I don't care. Crime ain't got nothing to do with how you look. You know what I mean? You can put all the makeup on the world. That ain't going to stop you from getting arrested. This girl was totally out of her mind. She's 28 years old. 28 years old. Lived in Las Vegas, right? She was arrested on Wednesday, allegations that she killed the mother, right? Just months after reportedly told police she was too good looking. She's too good looking to be arrested. You know what? I wish I was on the police force in Las Vegas, because not only would I arrest her, I'd tell her, you know, and show her, look, you ain't too pretty to get arrested. So listen, let me tell you, I ain't never heard nothing like that. So listen, that was Las Vegas. 2:34 a.m., they got a call from some frantic woman who told dispatchers that her mother was dead, then hung up. Now, this is the woman that's calling in. She was all frantic, saying her mother got killed and whatnot, and she the one that's going to kill her mother, allegedly, have killed her mama. So, listen, you know that is just crazy. So, what else I saw up on here? I'm going to get to the news. Give me one minute. I just saw this coming across. I say, this is really crazy. This is wow. So, listen. I got Smith, and really, she ain't all that good looking. Y'all, the guy, of course, they got a big old picture of her plastered up there. She ain't that good looking. So I don't know what makes people think they so good looking that can't none. Look, whoever said good looks stop stuff from happening to you. I don't know where people get that idea from. It ain't got nothing to do with how you looking. Look, listen, you can be Miss America. Now, Vanessa Williams knows that, right? Vanessa Williams, one of the most beautiful women in the world, right? And when she got crowned in it, that crowd, that was the fastest crowd that got snatched in history. Right, so listen, it has stopped the stuff from happening to her. So listen, it ain't got nothing with how you look. Listen, you can be the worst looking thing in the world and get treated the best because it ain't got nothing to do with what's on your face. It's got what to do on the inside of you. Listen, your character and your personality and your behavior is what's going to cause things to happen to you. So listen, I don't know how she gonna, is she going to get in court and say, well, my defense is I'm the most beautiful woman, so I should not be here. I should not be resting because I'm too pretty. I'm too pretty. And so we really should close down these proceedings because, listen, your good looks is not on trial, right? Whoever said good looks is on trial. So I'm like, what in the world? Listen, I bet when they slap them handcuffs and up and she get locked up in jail, she ain't gonna be too pretty. You know, she gonna say she too pretty for all the other women. Y'all know what go down in behind closed bars. Y'all know what's gonna go down to her. She gonna be saying she too pretty for that. They gonna tear her up from top to bottom. Let me tell you. She thinks she's so pretty. Yeah. She gonna get some real good when she go to jail. She gonna be real pretty then. I am telling you, they gonna be looking at her cross-eyed, upside down, and sideways. I am telling you, and her good looks ain't gonna stop what's gonna happen to her. Now, I'm telling you what's the card ever true. Oh, they gonna have a good time. They gonna have a good time with that. Listen. Let me get on to the music. I got some hot stuff for you today from independent artist KG Nice. Woo! Lord. It's too hot up in here today. Let me tell you, I got some hot music on today. Listen, this one is Blindside. Now, this is not by KG Nice. I got another one that's coming up by KG Nice. This one is called Blindside. Y'all take a listen to this. is Blindside. I love that song. You know, and I love the kid that made it. He is just so phenomenal. I love that song. And just in case if you don't get what he's saying, I'm going to break it down and explain to you what he's saying in that song. And I asked him when he sent the song to me a couple of months ago, I said, are you saying what I think you're saying? He said, yeah, I am saying what you think I'm saying. What he was talking about, and the name of the song is Blind Sight. And what he's saying in the song, that what is in between a girl's legs is a blind sight. Now, I don't have to break that down and introduce it to the men that's listening because they understand what I'm talking about. But to the ladies that's walking around kind of crazy getting ahead, listen. Yeah, some of y'all know what you got in between your legs is a powerful weapon, right? That's why I do not, you know, pass out. I don't pass it out. You know what I'm saying? Now, listen, because I'm telling you what God has to do. Oh, Lord, this is a wild day today, and it's only Thursday, Friday. Tomorrow is Friday. That's the weekend. Yeah, but let me tell y'all something. If just in case you don't understand, just in case you don't realize that what you got in between your legs is a powerful weapon, you better wake up. Ladies, you better wake up. Stop passing out your cookies and your fruit to everybody that come along. That's why you got so many problems. Let mama give y'all a life lesson. Let me help y'all understand. Listen. You got a whole lot of problems. Some of you women got a whole lot of problems because you're passing out your cookies to everybody that you meet. Listen. Don't y'all know when y'all pass out your cookies that you're receiving different kind of spirits that's getting attached to your spirit and your soul? Listen, you are creating soul ties every time you lay down and have sex with somebody. Listen, that's why I just got a serious thing about that because I'm not trying to have no soul ties with everybody. And see, a lot of times people lay down and have sex with people before they really get to know them. And you really don't know what kind of demon you attaching yourself. Yes, I said it. You don't know what kind of demon you attaching yourself to. And then after the fact, you find out that you attached yourself to something that's crazy and wild and you can't get loose from it. And then you wonder why you kind of messed up because this person won't leave you alone. They keep coming back to you. Everything you done tried to tell him that you don't want to be bothered, he just keep on coming back. That's a soul tie, baby. Listen, a soul tie is the hardest thing in the world to break. And listen, people that's not spiritual, they don't understand. You don't understand what a soul tie. Let me explain something to you real quick, and I'm going to get on to KG Nice music. A soul tie is an enjoyment. It is a bond. It's just like being, that's why God set up marriage, because you're not supposed to have sex with somebody unless you are married. We all know that. But, of course, I can't live like that. You know what I mean? That's why you're supposed to get married. Listen, and if you say God can keep you, they would always teach it, but God can't keep you. God can't keep you. Listen, because it's not an easy thing. I ain't going to pretend like it's easy. So, listen, it is not easy to go, you know, a couple of years, you know, without having relations with somebody. So listen, that's why God set up marriage. And in some churches, oh Lord, this is a real long list. So in some churches, listen, now I've been to a few churches, so I understand that. I understand what some people do in churches. I understand how this thing works. Listen, I have been in churches where the pastor will put people together, right, in order to help them to maintain, and not to fornicate. Fornication. Okay, fornication is having sex. I ain't know how this kind of lesson on today. So fornication is sex without being married, right? And so some individuals in the church, one particular church I used to belong to, some individuals in the church was having such a difficult time with withholding themselves and not committing fornication. You know, the pastor would sit down and have a lesson with them, and he would call you into, I just found a good truth, I could not make this up. He would call a person into the office, and he would call another person into the office, and he would have a consultation with them. Next thing you know, these two people are dating. Next thing you know, they're getting married. And guess what? In most cases, in that particular church, they stayed married. And then, of course, you had some that didn't, got divorced. But listen, I am telling you, this song, Blind Sight, that's what he is talking about. Blind sight. What a woman has in between her legs is a blind sight, because he realized that a man can be blinded by the power of what's in between a woman's legs. And listen, ladies, you need to understand that. When you understand you got a powerful thing in between your legs, you will start acting and walking accordingly and not passing it out to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that you meet, because it ain't meant for you to lay down with everybody that you meet. You know, it's really something wrong with your head when you do that. So listen, that is the life lesson on today. Don't create soul ties with people, especially if you know you're not going to stay in a relationship with somebody. Don't do it, ladies. Man, don't do it. Don't. Same thing goes for a man, because a woman can create a soul tie with a man, and it's the other way around, too. The man creates a soul tie with that lady, and I'm telling you, it is an attachment, and it can be a hard thing. It is the hardest thing to break. It really is. Soul ties is a monster and a bear to break off of you. So listen. If you don't believe me, you better go ask somebody. Listen. I got some more music that's coming up today by independent artist KG Nice. I've been going down memory lane with this music. Listen, what's coming up right now? This is called Guidance. Woo, this is some hard lessons off the day. So listen, this one is called Guidance, KG Nice.
I'm taking on my mind state, doing it my way, as long as I hurt none, doing it right way, if you do get hurt way, cause you're on my way, don't ride around here like red, I'm Debo, it's Friday, tell me what you think, cleaning my closet, living everything, part of the progress, the good or bad, I take it all, every time I felt before, I soak it up, I make the call, not a loss if you learn it all, so I dust my shoulders, not too hard on myself. All these blessings manifesting itself. Need me some guidance. Need me some love. Tell me who got it. I'll pay out of pocket. When it get out of pocket, turn into Brady. Not too many options. Throwing to Mary. They running their mouth like it's a marathon. This got me the righteous. I'll be a paragon.
Save all that yapping. Just the way that I am. Mood swings in my loose sleeve. Off of the path, they don't pick up when I call them. They turn in colors like autumn. Needing a friend now, could be a man down. You don't want that in your conscience. Don't think that I'm toxic. I've been in the progress. God, show me some guidance. Show me some guidance.
Yeah. Last night in deep thought, had an epiphany. My text from last year, I could not believe I was such an ass. How could I not see? How could I hurt someone that was meant for me? I can't change the past, you know what? I'ma start right here. I got cloudy thoughts like the sun, I'ma make them clear. One thing I know though, I'll never be perfect. Already accepted, but I wanna be better than yesterday. Man, I've been restless, fighting the endless. All of the problems must be a gymnast. The way that I flip and I barely can land on my feet. The worst that it be, I know it's me. You can say the orderlies, feel insecure in my insecurities. I know the cure, got injected accordingly. No rate, only God could cover me. So open the lid for me now, cause I'm looking for guidance. Don't ever worry about me, no, I got my lips. No, I'm looking for love, tell me who got it. I do the most, I pay out of pocket.
Save all that yapping.
The way that I am, mood swings in my loose leaf. Thank God for the past, they don't pick up when I call them. They turn in colors like autumn. Needing a friend now, could be a man down. You don't want that in your conscience. Don't think that I'm toxic. I've been in the progress. God, show me some guidance. Show me some guidance. I'm looking for guidance.
I like that. That's guidance. And you know what? It's a lot of lessons in that song, Guidance, by independent artist KG Nice. He says he's looking for guidance. Don't think that he's being toxic. You know, let me say something real quick. I'm pretty much out of time. But I'm going to say this. A lot of time, individuals misunderstand. You know, it's a personal walk. Life is a personal walk. Can't nobody else walk out your life but you. And what you are doing for you, it's about you. It ain't about nobody else. So I don't understand why people have issues and problems with the decisions people make in their own life. You know, that's kind of messed up. That's kind of wild. So what KG Nice is saying, he's looking for guidance in his own life. He's looking for guidance. And we all are looking for guidance. So listen. Out of everything I said on today, get this one point. Don't get upset with somebody because the decision that they make in their own life. You know what I mean? Who are other people to figure out and have an issue with somebody because of what they're doing in their own life? You know what I'm saying? You know, now listen. He says he's looking for guidance. We all have to have need to have wisdom and guidance. And guidance and wisdom comes from God. And so he's saying he's looking for guidance, right? We all need to consult God on whatever decisions that we make in our life. So now, if we're consulting God on whatever decisions we're trying to make in our life, who is it and what is it to somebody else to get upset because you are living and walking out your journey in this life? You know, that is the craziest thing in the world, that somebody can have an issue and a problem with somebody making decisions about their own life. Now, ain't that crazy? That is just crazy. And people do. And people do. And let me tell you something. Social media is a bear. Social media is a bear. And I am learning. You know, I don't pay attention to all the likes and the comments on social media, especially on Facebook or whatever. I'm there to do what I got to do and get off. Listen, my life be on Facebook because I'm posting and I'm doing what I do because of what I do with my business. Listen, that's why I really don't like posting a lot of personal business. I just don't like that, posting a personal stuff on Facebook. You know, and people have the tendency to try to read into your post. And, you know, it's like, for God's sake, it's only a post. I don't know where that came from. People think that a post means something, that you're throwing off on somebody, that you really don't want to say to their face. They'll post it on social media, and they'll think that you're saying something to them. So anyway, now the song guidance, like he says, he's looking for guidance. So listen, we all in this earth are looking for guidance. Well, some people make decisions based on their own intellect. And that's the worst thing. Let me say this. Then I'm going to get off this thing because I am pretty much out of time. Some people make decisions based on their own intellect. They ain't consulting nobody. They're not asking God, you know, for guidance. They're not asking God for wisdom. They are going based off their own intellect. And let me tell you something. When you make a decision based off your own intellect, that can get you into the worst mess ever, because your intellect is what should not be guiding your life. The intellect that you get from book knowledge or life knowledge, life lessons, that is for, of course, that is for you to go out through your journey. But listen, you don't make decisions according to that. The decisions you make based on intellect, God could be saying something totally different. God is not consulting your intellect when you are looking for guidance. Listen, God's not coming down to you saying, listen, I'm going to take a look at your intellect and your education and see what's going to be best. Heck no! Who said God operates like that? That's backwards. That is just as backwards as anything I've ever heard of. So listen, when you're looking for guidance, you consult God first. God is not consulting your intellect and your knowledge to see what the best thing is for you to do. No, baby. When you do that, you end up in a hot tail mess. And that's it. That's all. I am out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast on today. Guess what? I get to come back later on and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.